おはようございます。
おはようございます。
ここに出てる右上がパウロで、この横にいるのがテモテ、これ見たいときは出てきた画像がこれでした。
If you look on the screen here, on the far left is an artist's depiction of what Paul may have looked like, and then the one kind of below him is supposed to represent Timothy. And then on the right side is a picture of present-day Ephesus, where the old city of Ephesus used to be.
今日読んだテモテの手紙、これは師匠先生であるパウロが若き指導者、このエペソにあった教会の指導者だったテモテ、若いテモテに書いてあったんです。
This letter that we're going to be talking about today is a letter from Paul, who was an experienced apostle and minister of the word, pastor, and a missionary, and he is writing to Timothy.Who is a younger leader, who is a younger minister that Paul has been discipling.
若さって聞くと、どんなことが思い浮かぶでしょう?
When you hear the word young, what are images that come to your mind?
エネルギーがある。行動力がある。
Lots of energy. The desire to be active and to act.
これいいところがあります。
These are wonderful things.
ただか経験がない、知恵がない、経験の知恵がないからまだ良し悪し分別がつきにくい、そうそう自信があまりない。
But some of the challenges of youth are a lack of experience, lack of wisdom, and a difficulty to discern what is best.
若さという点では実はこの教会自分たちにすごくフィットするんです。
When we think about the young Timothy receiving this letter, the idea of young and youthfulness, that depiction of youth really fits with our church, with Mito Church as well.
こう分かりやすい形で3つ自分が考えたんです。
There are three ways I think that we can say that this church is a young church.
一つは年齢的にこう20代、30代、以下が多い、若者が多い。
One is we have many young people in this church. Many of our church members are in their 20s and 30s or even younger than that.
また、クリスチャンとして若い人が多い。洗礼を受けてまだ10年以内の人がちょっと多いから。
Spiritually speaking too, we have many young new Christians. Many of the people in our church family have been baptized and have come to Christ within the last 10 years.
また、何週間か前にアスさんがいた。クリスチャン第一世代、自分はクリスチャン第一世代だ。またはまだ未信者で今、神様との関係を築こうとしている人。そういう人が多い。
And also if you look at our church, just a couple weeks ago when Atsushi was preaching, he had people raise their hand if they are a first generation Christian or if they still have not given their life to Christ but they are worshiping here with us. And most of the congregation raised their hand and said that they were first generation themselves.
そういう教会としての若さがまだあります。
So as a church, we have a youthfulness in our faith.
こういう部分でこうパウロが若い手元に書いたメッセージは自分たち若い自分たちにもこの教会にもが聞くべきメッセージだと。
So thinking about that, I think that the letter that Paul is writing to Timothy, who is young in his faith, who is young in his experience as a leader, this is also really a great message for us to be receiving as a young church.
またこのエペソという町はとても裕福な町でした。
Let me tell you a little bit about the city of Ephesus, where Timothy was ministering. Ephesus was a very wealthy city.
裕福な町のエペソのにある教会、そこでこう牧会をしていたテモテに書いた手紙。
So Timothy is writing to a church that was likely filled with many wealthy people in this wealthy city.
つまりこのエペソの教会にはたくさんお金持ちがいた。
So there were a lot of people here who were successful in business and were pretty wealthy materialistically.
この水戸教会は あんまりお金持ちとは言えないかもしれない。
I don't know that we can say that we have a lot of rich people that meet our church.
会計に担当してくれてるヒロキさんよくわかってるかもしれない。
You can just ask Hiroki-san, who looks at our budget and has to crunch numbers on a regular basis for us.
日本の中で見たらそうかもしれない。だけど、世界の中で見たら、日本はとっても裕福な国。
If you look at us, comparatively speaking, in Japan, we are probably not wealthy people. But if you look at us from the broader perspective of the entire world, all of us in this room would be considered very wealthy people.
つまり裕福な国にある教会として、またこの今日のメッセージが大きく響くかと思います。
So in that way, if you think about the fact that we are materialistically having most of, or and everything, and beyond that, what we need, this message is really good, really useful for us as well.
国連が行っている世界の幸福度ランキングって聞いたことありますでしょうか?
Have you ever heard about the United Nations doing a kind of a study, kind of a happiness index?
全157カ国中、日本は何位だと思いますか?
Of the 157 nations on the happiness index, do you know where Japan falls in contentment and happiness?
日本は53位です。
Japan is number 53.
まあ157中の53位だったら、まあ上の方かって思うかもしれない。
まあ、it's about...if you break it up into thirds, it's in kind of the second third, so it's not too low.
日本は世界の経済大国、トップクラスの経済大国。
But if you think about the fact that Japan is one of the top nations financially, materialistically, they're one of the wealthiest nations.
じゃあ一体なんで日本の人たちは幸せだって言い切れないのか。
So why is it that such a wealthy nation falls so low as far as contentment and happiness is concerned?
そういったことも、ね、考えながら今日見ていきたいと思います。
So as we think about these things, I would like to go to the text in today's message from 1 Timothy 6.
この若いテモテが指導として誤解していたこのエペソの教会にはこの時問題が起こっていました。
There was a problem in the church in Ephesus, and Paul wants to address that with Timothy.
今日読まなかったんですよ。その6章3節から5節ちょっと読んでみたいと思います。
This wasn't read by the lectors, but we'd like you to go back and please look at verses 3 to 5. We're going to read that together.
違ったことを教え。私たちの主イエス・キリストの健全な言葉と経験にかなう教えとに同意しない人がいるなら、その人は高慢になっており、何一つ悟らず、疑いをかけたり、言葉の争いをしたりする病気にかかっているのです。そこから、妬み、争い、そしり、悪意の疑りが生じ、また知性が腐ってしまっていて、真理を失った人々です。すなわち、経験を利得の手段と考えている人たちの間には、
1 Timothy 6, 3 through 5. If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between men of corrupt mind.Who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
経験を利得の手段と考えている人たちがいました。神様を信じることを自分の何か自分のために良いこと、自分のためになることのために使っていた人がいたんです。
There were people who were using their wisdom, they were using their knowledge, and they were using their sense of humility as a way to advance themselves and their position.
それによってこう争いが起きてたんです。
And through that, conflict arises within the church.
それに対して、パウロは、満ち足りる心を伴う経験こそ大きな利益を受ける道だということを教えています。
And Paul's response to that is in verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
満ち足りる心を伴う経験、これを持って生きること、これが今日のテーマです。
this godliness with contentment. That's the theme of the message today that we'd like to share with you.
パウロの言葉、10節、金銭を愛することはあらゆる悪の根だって言っています。
Look at verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
これ多分よく聞いたことがある方が多くいるかと思います。
Even for people who are not familiar with the Bible may be very familiar with this idea or with this scripture.
正直に言うと、こう頭ではああそうだそうだと分かってても、心では自分が気づかないうちにお金とか富とかを求めてしまっているんじゃないでしょうか。
Unfortunately, even if we are familiar with this, maybe we understand it here with our mind, but our hearts have not been transformed by the truth of this word. Even though we understand it, is there somewhere in our hearts where we are desiring more? We want more. We need more. We can never get enough.
快適な広い家が買って、高い新車を買って、必要以上の洋服を買って、最新のパソコンに最新の iPhone、そうやってそういうものが手に入れば幸せになれる、安心できる、そうやって心のどこかで考えてしまっていることはないでしょうか。
I'd like a really nice brand new, if I could just build a house, a nice big house, or if I could just have a car, even if it's not a new car, I just have that car that I could drive around that I look cool in, or...If I, you know, I just need a few more clothes. You know, the clothes that I have, I'm getting tired of them. There's nothing wrong with them. But if I just, oh, I just really like this thing. I just want this shirt or this dress. Or, you know, the new iPhone is out. Wow. There's nothing wrong with my iPhone, but wow, the new iPhone. Are these things resonating with you as challenges?
ちょっと振り返ってみると、自分が一体何にどれだけお金を使っているかを見ると、そこに自分の心が見えてきます。
So if you look back and if you look back at the way that you use your money、and what you have spent it on, I think that、that tells you where your heart is and what are the things that your heart desires
ここでパウロはお金とか富とは一切関係を断って生きていきなさいって言ってるんでしょうか。
Is Paul saying here, I don't want you to have anything to do with money. I want you to totally reject it.
今からもう6年前になります。自分が初めてカンボジアに行った時、カンボジアの貧しい暮らしを見て、すごく心にショックを受けました。
Six years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Cambodia for the first time in 2010. And when I went to Cambodia, I was utterly shocked by what I saw and by what I experienced and by what I was surrounded with.
ただ彼らの状態に、貧しい状態にショックを受けただけじゃなくて、自分がどんだけ恵まれているか、で、その恵まれているものをどんだけ無駄にしてきたか、それにも失望します。
I was not only shocked by the level of poverty in Cambodia, but I was also shocked by how much I had taken everything that I had for granted and how much I had been wasteful with what I had.
全然感謝をしてない自分に気づいた自分はこうすぐね、あ、でも全部捨てて彼らと一緒の同じように生きなきゃ、貧しく生きなきゃっていう思いがある。
And so I had a very strong reaction. I need to get rid of everything. I just need to throw it all away and I just need to beSimple, and I need to live a life like them and understand better.
ただこう少し時間が経って冷静に考えたときに、自分が持ってもいくら捨てても何も生まれない。
But as I took some more time to really think about it, even if I throw everything away, I don't really change their situation or improve their situation just by throwing things away.
自分がどれだけ自分のものを捨てたとしても、彼らのためにはならない。
There's nothing, there's no advantage for them. Paul is not saying money is the root of evil. Paul is saying the love of money, the pursuit, the focus on money is what is the root of evil.
お金や富を愛して、それに望みを置いてしまうこと。お金や富に心がとらわれ、 神様よりも優先してしまうその心が全ての悪の根っこだと。
He's talking about our desire for more, that continues to be unfed. What's the word I'm looking for? Never satisfied. That's the word I'm looking for. It's unsatisfied. To put your hopes in the things that you have, and if you just have that one more thing, you think that you'll be happier. Or that we put our money, we put our jobs, we put our belongings before God. Those kinds of things. This is what Paul is talking about in this message to Timothy.
そういったお金とか物とか富とか、それ自体は悪いものではありません。ただ、事実、この世界で生きていく上で、お金も富も、切り離すことはできないんです。自分たちの生活から一緒に生きていかなきゃいけないんです。
Paul is not saying that we can't have money, that we can't have belongings. He's not saying that we have to live a life of poverty. In fact, we have to live with money. Money is a reality that is a part of our world. So that is not what he's talking about.
だからこの世界で生きていく中で、この世の富を信仰のレンズで正しい捉え方をして生きていきなさい。そういうことを彼は教えてくれています。
But what he's asking us to do is to put on the glasses, to put on the lenses of faith, the way that God would look at those things and to perceive them and to deal with them, to manage them through faith.
この世で自分のものだ、これは自分のものだって言えるものって何でしょう？
What is something that you can say, this is mine, this belongs to me?
見てみましょう。
Look at verse
7. 私たちは何一つこの世に持ってこなかったし、また何一つ持って出ることもできません。
For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
自分たちがね、お母さんの中から出てきたとかね、生まれたね、赤ちゃんが生まれた時、自分たちは何も持ってこなかった。
When just recently, you know, we're excited for the Burks family that Makoto-chan was born. And, you know, when she was born, she did not bring anything with her into this world. There's not one thing that we can say, this belongs to me, this is mine.
神様がこの世界を作って。
God created this world.
人間を作ってください。
God created us.
その人間に命を与えてください。
God gives us the life that we have.
そんな自分たち人間はどうでしょうか？
So how about us?
作り主である神様を無視して、背いて、神様が望まないことばっかりをしています。
Do we ignore the Creator? Do we ignore the fact that all of those things belong to Him? Do we reject?Releasing those things back to him.
それでも自分たちに神様は自らの一人子イエス様の命をかけて許しを与えてくださいました。また関係を持つことを望んでくださいました。
Think about it. God gave his in all of the things that he gave. He also gave us his son, his one and only son.
罪によって囚われて奴隷になってた私たちを自由にしてくださった。
We were slaves in our sin, and God gave His Son's life so that we could receive forgiveness and hope.
その上にさらに恵みと祝福を日々与えてくださいます。
And above and beyond that, He continues to pour His grace. He continued to pour His blessings on us.
こんだけ与えられてて、じゃあ自分たち人間はあとどれくらい与えられれば満足するんでしょうか？
So if you think about all of the things that you have, after how much more do you think that you need before you can live contentedly in this world?
今回だと、今自分たちが与えられているものに気づかなければ、それに感謝できなければ、決して満足することはない。
If we cannot recognize that everything that we receive comes from God and be thankful for each and every small thing, including the breath of life that we have in our bodies, we can never be content.
もっと言えば、それらすべてを与えてくださる神様の存在に気づいて、 その神様と関係を持たないなら、決して満たされることはない。
Even deeper, if we don't recognize God as our creator, if we don't recognize that all of the good is sourced in Him, that He is the one that we need to be connected with, if we don't realize that, if we don't have a relationship with Him, we can never experience contentment.
私たちは神様から与えられています。どんなふうに与えられているでしょう？自分たちは神様から与えられています。どんなふうに自分たちは与えられているのか。
So God is blessing us. And what are all of the ways in which He blesses us and gives Himself to us?
自分たちがこの世でギリギリ生活して生き延びていけるだけ与えてくれているでしょうか。
Does God just give us just exactly what we need? Just what we need to survive? Is that your experience right now?
そんなことはないか。
I don't think that we only have just what we need to survive right now.
17節の後半を見てみてください。
Look at verse, the second part of verse 17.
神様は私たちにすべてのものをどんなふうに与えていますか？
How does God provide for us? What does verse 17 say?
神様は私たちにすべてのものを豊かに与えて楽しませてください。
Put your hope in God who richly provides everything.
一体何のためでしょう？
For what purpose?
そのまま次の18節。人の益を図り、良い行いに富み、惜しまずに施し、喜んで分け与えるように。
God richly provides everything for us. Why? Verse 18. To do good. To be rich in good deeds. To be generous and willing to share with others.
こういうふうに生きるために神様は私たちの必要以上に与えてくださっています。
So that we can live this kind of life of generosity, God is overwhelmingly generous in what He gives to us.
外から見た日本人のイメージとしてこういうことを聞きます。
I've heard from other people, who are not Japanese, this is kind of their image of Japan and Japanese people.
とっても寛大で、とっても太っ腹で、もうおもてなしもすごくよくしてくれる。
They are very generous, overwhelmingly generous. They give all kindsof things, and they're very hospitable.
知ってる人には。
But they're overwhelmingly generous and hospitable to people they know or that are connected with them.
もう一個、お土産の文化が日本にあります。
We also have the omiyage, the gift giving culture in Japan.
いつもお世話になってるから、あの人にお土産買っていこうとか、この間何かしてもらったか、またこの間お土産もらったから、じゃあ私に
This person is somebody who has been really kind to me. They take care of me, or they gave me this whatever, you know, 6 months ago, and so I need to return that. So I will buy a gift for them and give it back to them.
または今度これをお願いしたいから先に買っていこうっていうことです。
I'm going to have to ask them to do something. So, well, I'll just buy them a gift and give that to them first before I ask them to do the thing for me.
これどっちも悪いことではありません。むしろまあいいことと言います。
To be honest with you, those are not necessarily bad things.
でもイエス様はこう言っています。
But let's look at what Jesus' words, let's look at Jesus' words, what he says in Luke 6.
ルカによる福音書32節から36節。自分を愛する者を愛したからといって、あなた方に何の良いところがあるでしょう。罪人たちでさえ自分を愛する者を愛しています。自分に良いことをしてくれる者に良いことをしたからといって、あなた方に何の良いところがあるでしょう。罪人たちでさえ同じことをしています。返してもらうつもりで人に貸してやったからといって、あなた方に何の良いところがあるでしょう。貸した分を取り返すつもりなら、罪人たちでさえ罪人たちに貸しています。ただ自分の敵を愛しなさい。彼らによくしてやり、返してもらうことを考えずに貸しなさい。 そうすればあなた方の受ける報いは素晴らしく、あなた方は意図高き方の子供になります。なぜなら意図高き方は恩知らずの悪人にも憐れみ深いからです。あなた方の天の父が憐れみ深いように、あなた方も憐れみ深くしなさい。
If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them. And lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
こういうところに、イエス様の弟子として、また神様を信じる者としての違いが現れてくるはずなんじゃない、ではないでしょうか。
I think this shows the difference of the characteristic of the person who believes in God, the person who claims to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus.
自分が知ってる人にだけじゃなくて、またこう何か自分に良いことをしてくれる人だけじゃなくて、たとえ知らない人でも、または何か返ってこないとしても、それでも人の益を図り、良い行いに富み、惜しまずに施し、喜んで分け与える、神様はそのために自分たちを豊かに与えてくださっている。
I will not only be good to the people who are in my family. I will not only be good to the people who are my friends. I will not be good only to the people who I know can benefit me. Rather, I will be good and generous and kind to the people who I know intentionally cannot do anything for me, for the person who will hurt me, for the person who will ignore me, for the person who cannot pay me back.
では神様から与えられているってことは分かった。自分のためだけじゃなくて他の人にも使うべきなのも分かった。
Okay, I think I understand everything so far.
でもせっかく相手を与えてもらったものをこうみずみず手放しちゃうのはなんだか損した気分、またこうせっかく一生懸命働いて稼いだものなら死んじゃう前にどっか自分のために使いたい、まだどっかにそういう思いがあるかもしれない。
I can understand that. I can understand what we need to do, why we need to do it, what God says about that. But okay, but I have worked hard for thisThis belongs to me, and if I let go of this, how am I going to take care of myself? How am I going to take care of those I need to take care of? Is there a challenge? Does it become a rub there?
稼いだお金は自分が死ぬ前に使い切らなきゃ。そういうのはこの見方をしています。どんどんどんどん減っていっちゃう。ああ、だから使い切れた。自分のために使い切れた。
If you look at this hourglass, the top half of the hourglass, it's kind of that idea. If I use everything, if I use all of my earnings, if I use all of my belongings before I die, it's kind of like the sand on the top of the hourglass that continues to disappear. It just goes away and it does not come back.
そう考えてしまうな。この命はこの世界だけっていうこの世的な考えがあるから。
But if we think about it in that way, we're only thinking about the life that we have here in this world. We're only thinking about this limited amount of life that we have.
本当はこれが全体像です。
But really, an hourglass is not just the upper half. There's two parts to the hourglass.
マタイによる福音書6章19節から21節を読んでみたい。
We'd like to read Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 to 21。
自分の宝を地上に蓄えるのはやめなさい。 そこでは虫と錆で傷物になり、また盗人が穴を開けて盗みます。自分の宝は天に蓄えなさい。そこでは虫も錆もつかず、盗人が穴を開けて盗むこともありません。あなたの宝のあるところにあなたの心もあるからです。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
きれいな洋服買っても、こう虫に加えて穴が開いてしまいます。
Even if we buy wonderful clothing, I don't know if any of you have experienced this in Japan yet. There's a little moth or like little bugs that eat at the material. Even if you have the beautiful clothing, that moth will still bite a hole into that clothing.
最新のスマートフォンも1年2年経ったらもう壊れました。
If you buy the new iPhone 7 within a year or 2 years, that's going to be old news and you're going to want the new iPhone.
たくさんの装飾品で家を飾って最新の電化製品で、ね、揃えていい暮らしをしても盗人が来て泥棒が来て取ってしまうことがあります。
If you buy all the latest gadgets, all the wonderful things for your house and fill your house with those things, if a robber breaks into your house and steals them, there's nothing left.
この世の目じゃなくて神様の目で見ることが大事です。
SoWe need to not look with our eyes for just at what's happening in this world, but we need to have the eyes of God and looking what we do and how we live here, how that's going to pay forward into the next life.
自分たちが人のために、また神様のために捧げたものは天に積まれていきます。
All of the things that God has given us here, how do we use them to benefit God and God's kingdom for eternity?
誰か他の人のためになるように良い行いに努めて、蹴散らないで、惜しまないで、喜んで分け与えるとき、それはどっかに消えていってしまって、自分は損するんじゃないです。損をしているどころか、虫も来ないし、錆びつくこともないし、盗まれることもない、天にしっかりと蓄えられて聞いているんです。
The way that we spend our time, the way that we invest in other people, the way that we use the things that God has given us,to be for his kingdom, to bless other people, to help grow other people, to help other people to know Christ and to be a part of his kingdom. Those are things that will not be destroyed and there will not be an end to those things.
お金とか富とか、それを持って一緒に生きなきゃいけない、この世では。そうやってそれを持ちながら生きていく上で、自分たちが神様に問われているのは、誰のために、どれだけ使ったか。
So the problem is not what we have or even how much we have. The challenge is how do we use what we have and for whom and to whom do we use what we have?
どれだけ自分のために使って、どれだけ神様のために使って。
How much am I using for what will bring me pleasure or what I want? How much am I using that benefits God and his kingdom?
またどれだけ他の人のために使ったか。
How much am I using to bless other people who cannot bless me?
神様が喜んでくださるのは自分たちがどれだけ多くを天に蓄えたかです。
God's joy, God's pleasure is in how much we invest of what we have for His kingdom.
一週間、質問をね。自分にとって質問にして、考えてちょっと過ごして、いきたいと思います。一つ目、自分が神様から与えられている恵みはどんなものがあるでしょうか。
So there are two questions we'd like you to reflect on this week. The first one is, what are the blessings? What are the things, the actual things that you have that are blessings that you have received from God?
こうたくさんあると思うんですけど、特にね、今の生活で、いや、これがなかったら困るというものこそ大きな恵みなんです。
So, list them down. List all of them down. All of the physical things, all of the financial things, everything. that you have. And especially, look at the one, if I didn't have this, for example, if I did not have my health, I would be in trouble. Those kinds of things. To realize how richly God has blessed us.
2つ目、それらを神様の御心に沿って使うには具体的にどんな使い方ができるでしょうか。
Number two, how are you going to use those things that God has given to you, all the things that you've listed down? How are you going to use them specifically, for God's purposes?
人の益を図って良い行いに富んで惜しまず孤独し喜んで分け与えるにはどんなことが自分ができるでしょうか。
What are the things that you can do to be rich in good deeds and generous and willing to share with other people?
ぜひね、今週、この神様の恵みを覚えて、そのことで考えながら過ごしていきたいと思います。
So what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to essentially count your blessings. Count all of the different ways that God has been blessing you and how he has been generous to you. Realize the nature of God, that God is generous and that he has poured his generosity into us.
最後に、この若いテモテに、このパウロがね、送った手紙を送ったように、この若い教会にも、神様、励ましの言葉をくださっています。
Lastly, there's one last thing that I'd like to share. Just as Paul tries to encourage the young leader, the young minister, Timothy, we also want to receive from Paul the encouragement that he has for us, for this young church.
11節と12節。
Look at verses 11 and
12. しかし、神の人よ。あなたはこれらのことを避け、正しさ、経験、信仰、愛、忍耐、柔和を熱心に求めなさい。信仰の戦いを勇敢に戦い、永遠の命を獲得しなさい。
But you, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
ここで読んだように3節から5節の問題がありました。誰かを妬む、人と争う、誰かのことを悪く言う、悪い不信感を抱く、そういったものを引き起こす偽の教えがありました。また人を堕落させる、金銭を愛するという欲がありました。
So again, go back to verses 3 to 5. And Paul lists all of the challenges that they have, that there are people that are wanting to argue, they're speaking badly about other people, they're arguing and they're fighting and they're trying to get their own position and try to secure themselves. And they're doing these things to try to benefit themselves financially as well.
そういったすべての悪を避けて、正しさと神様に心を熱心に求めなさい。
So Paul is saying, I want you to flee. I want you to run away. I want you to turn and go completely in the opposite direction of that. I want you to separate yourselves completely from those things. That's what he's saying.
神様を信頼して、神と人とを愛して、忍耐強くあって、物柔らかい態度を身につけなさい。
But he's not just saying run away from those things. He's saying I want you to run into the direction of trusting God. I want you to run into the direction of loving God. I want you to run into the direction of loving other people. I want you to run into the direction of having endurance and to have a soft heart before God that can be changed, that can be molded by him.
そうやって信仰の戦いを勇敢に戦い抜いてください。
So he wants you to fight the fight of faith. That's what the fight of faith is. Running, separating yourself from this and running towards this.
神から与えられている永遠の命をしっかりと掴みなさい。
And hold on for dear life to that gift of salvation, that gift of eternal life, that eternal promise that Jesus has given.
イエス様の弟子として生きる信仰生活というのは決して楽な道ではありません。
To be a disciple of Jesus, to live as a disciple of Jesus, is not the easy way.
むしろ困難があって、戦って、苦しんで、耐え忍んで、たくさんの試練を乗り越えていくんです。
There will be challenges. It will be a fight. We have to fight against ourselves and all of the powers that are against us. We have to be, we have to endure. We have to be sharp. We have to be aware. That's not an easy road.
それでも、パウロがここで使っている動詞を見ればわかるように、悪を避けて、熱心に求めて、勇敢に戦って、獲得する。
But it's not, so it's not a passive thing. We have to be active. All of the words that Paul uses, flee from, run away from the evil, passionately seek for, passionately go towards, with courage, fight. These words are not passive words. These are active words. He is telling us, I want you to activate your faith.
神の国とか永遠の命というものは向こうからやってくるのをただぼーっと受け身的に待つものではないんです。
We don't just sit here and kind of wait for God to give us the good thing.
まだかまだか。じゃあそのために今できるものはないのか。そうやって待ち望むものなんです。
It's something that we wait for. It's something that we crave. It's something that we're willing to fight for. It's something that we will pursue.
期待して喜んでこっちから向かっていくものなんです。
We look forward to it. We have joy. We, this is what we want more than anything else.
それがイエス様の弟子としての信仰生活です。
That is the life of a disciple of Jesus.
神様の目で見て、満ち足りる心を持って、今週もイエス様の弟子として悪いものを避け、良いものを求めて過ごしていきましょう。
A heart of contentment is one who looks at the things we have the way that God looks at it. Who flees, who runs away from all of the temptations and all of the evil and intentionally moves towards God, moves towards the things that he desires. And that is our encouragement from Paul to us today.